This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about, all right? It's going to be a busy, busy day. Why don't you guys get your seatbelts on? The Supreme Court has rejected challenges to the $1 billion plan that the NFL had to settle thousands and thousands of concussion lawsuits from former players, et cetera. So we're going to talk about that because brain injury and concussions is going to be a big focus point, as we see in the years. Texas is already launching a huge, probably one of the nation's largest efforts to now track brain injuries among young athletes. You know, I was watching football, of course, and this week, and I mean, just... I had a bad week. 14 was rough in terms of my picks. Dallas had a rough game with New York. That was a rough one. You watch these players and you hear the boom, you hear the bang, and it's frustrating because you know the damage that's happening. You know, with these concussions, obviously you got a blow to the head, and when you watch the brain, that's sitting around fluid, right? And it oscillates back and forth. And sometimes you have what they call a coup and counter coup, where it's the place where the brain hits initially the skull, then it hits back, then it comes forward again. So you get these coup counter coup type of injuries. And unfortunately, that now doubles or even triples the damage that originally happened. And so we're going to be talking about that. Hold on one second. Tom, you there? Hey, Tom. Yeah, you guys are laughing about something. We can hear you. What's going on? What's... Oh, all right, good, good. Because I'm like, it sounds so good. Sounds more interesting than what I'm talking about within football. So I was like, okay, all right.
It's football, too. We're just chuckling about some sports.
Yeah, all right, good. Because I was going to say, if it was that good, please take over. Because this concussion stuff is sad.
And here's Scotty with the weather.
Yeah. All right, flu vaccines. It looks like a lot of you guys are not getting the flu vaccines this year. And I don't know why. Is it because your insurance doesn't cover it? Is it because you didn't get the flu last year, so you're not worried about getting the shot? So flu vaccination down, not too good, and I'll tell you why. A lot of you are asking about colds and, well, you know, is zinc a cure for the cold? We'll talk about what are real cures for the cold. Okay, we'll talk about that. There is no cure, people. So you gotta be careful what you buy out there. But we'll break down what colds are and what you could do to limit them, because I know it's holiday time, people are traveling, you're just trying to get to where you need to go, and they got the stuffy nose, headache, cough, and all that other crap. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff you can do. Seasonal affective disorder. This is where people start getting depressed, not so much because it's Christmas time, they got to spend it with the in-laws, but because they aren't going outside, they're not getting sun, it's cold, it's cloudy, so we're going to be talking about that. More news on marijuana. We're going to fill you in on and some of the side effects. It's going to stink for you guys. You know, we're expecting now that marijuana is becoming legal, we're going to be hearing more and more positive studies that come out. And unfortunately, though, we're starting to see more and more negative. I don't understand why you don't take a bunch of my mom's friends back in the 1960s, tell them all to go and get some blood tests, examine them all, and then decide. I don't think my mom smoked, but I'm sure her friends did. And just go, okay, what do you have now? All right, and whoever has diabetes or high blood pressure or whatever, if they go, no, we don't. We still smoke pot. That to me is a pretty good study. So why don't you just take a bunch of people who partied it up in the 60s, and see how they turned out. If they turned out okay, they turned out okay. Unfortunately, accidental shooting deaths are on the rise with kids. We need to talk about that as well. And what is this 21st Century Cures Act? All right. Apparently, nobody even knew it was coming. House passed it. Senate passed it. Obama signs it into law, the 21st Century Cures Act. What the heck is it? So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I was reading this article out of the Daily Mail, and I thought it was a typo because there's a whole bunch of letters, like about 51 letters, that just kind of run into each other. And apparently, it's not a typo. There's a new word. Austria has revealed its word of the year. And it is a 51-letter word. It's actually, even though they speak Austrian, it's actually, they say German. And it's called Bundespräsidentschaftswahlwiederholungsverschiebung. That's all one word.
I don't think that's actually how it's said.
Okay, Scott, how do you say it?
Well, I'm going to take your, you said it, but I...
I don't know. Anyway.
It's German. That's how we say it.
In German, yeah. Gut. I mean, my grandmother spoke German, so I understand Gesundheit, Bonfrischstück, Essen, Gut. But they're very short. Gut, Nacht, Eins, it's very short. None of
Guten Tag. I knew what that meant.
Guten Tag, Guten Fahrt, Guten, that means happy travels. Thought I meant good fart, but it's happy travels. Anyway. Bunde President Schiswalwiederholungsverschiebung. It's been translated to as the delay in the repetition of the presidential runoff. They say more than a third of 10,000 voters chose this term as their top pick in the annual language poll. See, a lot of you guys are wondering, what are Austrians and Germans doing, you know, all day? I guess what they do is they sit here and they pick these words that they want to use as, I don't know what our word is for our year. I remember 4 years ago, shellacking was a big one, and I really hated that word. Then I think WTH and WTF were high on that list. I don't know what the word of the day was for probably Trump. Trump was probably the word of the year. Anyway, so it took more than 350 days of bitter mudslinging for them to finally decide on that word. And it's, to me, too long, and so it's not a typo. All right, guys, sounds like we're coming up on break. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got your questions, your calls. We're going to be coming up next. Don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, so get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're ready to go. All the little issues are all solved on my end. I got everything working. All my computers are going. It looks like everything is fully charged. Some of you guys had left messages on our answer line over the past couple days, so let's get right to them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, Dr. Dahlia, I'm just wondering if in your show you would consider adding some of the stories and diagnoses that you've encountered in your waiting room, I mean in your examining rooms, and maybe talk about the disease at hand. For example, one time you did talk about some patient with high cholesterol and what meds you used and how you started them and what you were thinking and what challenges might arise. And I was hoping, you know, there's, as you know better than I do, there's thousands of diseases out there. And if you could take us behind the white lab coat, experiences that you've had, but I cannot get a firsthand physician experience, which you've had, okay? Would you consider adding that as a segment of your show? And it would highlight all the different common disorders that we listeners would like to learn about.
Very, very cool. I wish you were listening to my show years ago, because that's exactly what we did. And then once I told you guys basically everything, we moved on to more current events. But absolutely, I used to talk to you guys about how, you know, somebody would come in with a chest pain and it would turn out to be something completely opposite of what we were expecting. And those are some cool cases. And I usually do. Usually every week tell you guys about, you know, a case that we had. I think it's great. You got to be very careful asking about what's behind the white coat. You know, sometimes I'm not wearing underwear. Yeah, so you really want to be careful of what's beyond the white coat. But for the most part, I'm wearing clothes, especially nowadays with as old as I am. I'm definitely wearing clothes under the white coat. So yeah, it's interesting. We talk a lot about, how your approach should be, to the, doctor or to your, practitioner when you come in. Like, let's say you have high blood pressure. Let's just start with high blood pressure. Okay. Let's say your high blood pressure, is not getting into good control. And you see a new medical provider, and the new medical provider looks at your three medications, says, well, let me add one more. And here you are on four medications. You're doing exactly what they say. It makes sense. You've been on three medications. Looks like three isn't working and you need a fourth. So one story I shared with you guys a while back was how, I had a patient who was on multiple medications for blood pressure, and I didn't really want to add a fourth or a fifth. And it turned out he was very, very anxious. And not the typical anxiety where, you know, someone's, you know, says they're having panic attacks or they're anxious. I just felt that that's what was causing his blood pressure to rise. So I decided to keep him on his blood pressure medications, but add something to help him with the serotonin. I added a Zoloft. Digging a little deeper, you know, he seemed to be more grumpy. He seemed to be easily irritated. And I was like, what if there's something more internally going on, causing your blood pressure to spike? So we added Zoloft to his regimen, and his blood pressure normalized. Now, could I take him off all of his blood pressure medications? No. Absolutely not. I need to continually add new blood pressure medications? No. So first, you know, we've talked about, you know, when we originally diagnosed you with high blood pressure, there's guidelines. You know, we don't just, you know, put you on medication now. If you're 140 over 90, we watch you. We see if it persists. But I have a big problem with people being undiagnosed. And we're practicing in a different time now when it comes to, your diagnoses and your medication. So in the olden days, I could say, all right, we're going to do this. See you in a month. Patients can't come in a month. Their copay's too high. Their deductible's too high. People want to go to the doctor once a year and not come back. And that's understandable. It is very, very expensive. You know, I finally have work, health insurance through my work, but still the copay is $40 a pop. That's a lot of money still to come out $40 every time to go to the doctor. Now, as a doctor, I think my time is valuable and I, you know, that $40 isn't a drop in the bucket of what my medical expenses are. But as a consumer, I hear you. It's a lot. So now let's say your blood pressure is, you know, borderline high. What I usually recommend is, all right, I want you to check it on your own. If you can't come in, then I want you to get a cuff, but bring that cuff in for free so we could see that your blood pressure monitor is working. Now, of course, I closed my office a few months back to go and teach at Toro University, which I'm really, really excited about. But we would have you come in with your blood pressure cuff, make sure it worked. And then if it did, I'd say, okay, I want you to write down blood pressure measurements for the next couple months, morning and night. And let's say mother-in-law calls, drives you crazy in the afternoon, check your blood pressure then. Get all those blood pressures down and let's see the pattern. If that pattern is starting to rise continually over 150 over 90, or even up into the 160s, you get your butt in here. If it's hovering around the 140s, I want you to start cutting back on your salt. I want you to exercise more. I want you to cut back on your caffeine, cut back on your alcohol, no smoking, get better sleep. Come back in 3 months. Have them come back in 3 months. Blood pressure is still high. Family has a history of high blood pressure, heart disease, eye issues. I'll probably be more inclined to start them on something mild. In the meantime, I want them to check their eyes. I'll have them see an eye doctor. I'll be checking their kidneys because their blood pressure may look normal when they check it. But I could tell if something's amiss because your kidneys are starting to look funny or your eyes are looking funny or there's some other stress. If I do an EKG and that heart muscle looks thick, then you've had high blood pressure. Then you've had, you know, a beat that has had to be more contractile because the pressure is high. We've talked about blood pressure and high blood pressure medications a lot on the show. One of the first blood pressure medications that came out was the diuretic. It was a water pill that FDR was most notably on. And what it would do is it would dehydrate you. So FDR was on a medication to basically lower the volume of fluid in his blood to bring his blood pressure down. Apparently, they said he died of a hemorrhagic stroke. Blood pressure was still high, popped a blood vessel in his brain, although there's been theories saying that it was his melanoma over his left eyebrow that killed him, that melanoma caused his blood vessels to be more weak, and that's why he bled out, and he had cancer to the brain. I don't know entirely what the story is, but it does look like he had a melanoma over his left eyebrow. FDR, check out the pictures of that. And it's very interesting because the older he was in his presidency, the farther away the pictures were taken. And so you start to see, especially if he didn't have any makeup on, the dark splotch over that left eyebrow. And, of course, the weight loss, which to me makes me pretty concerned that he had a metastatic melanoma. But that sort of blood pressure medication, the diuretic we still use today, Lasix, hydrochlorothiazide, Bumex, we use these diuretics to decrease the amount of fluid, and that will lower the blood pressure. But if you don't have a fluid overload problem, then that's not going to solve all your blood pressure problems. One of the reasons why we tell you to cut back on salt is so then you don't store extra fluid, which raises the blood pressure. But not everybody responds to that because maybe it's not a fluid issue. Another blood pressure medication that came around the pike then was your beta blocker. That's where the heart rate beats faster such that you want to slow the heart rate. You slow the heart rate down, you can lower the blood pressure. It's a great medication. We use it a lot when you're having a heart attack so you don't put stress on the heart. But what happens if your heart rate is already in the 60s, which is kind of, you know, low normal? We want you between 65 and 90. Why would we lower your heart rate if you're already in the 60s? So that beta blocker, like atenolol, labetalol, may not be the best choice for you. Another medication is the calcium channel blocker. This calcium channel blocker relaxes the blood vessels. So as your heart beats, the pipe could be very, very stiff. You take a calcium channel blocker like Norvasc, Procardia, Diltiazem, Cardizem, it relaxes the blood vessel. Sometimes it relaxes it too much that you have some leg swelling. And then we talked about the angiotensin receptors, the angiotensin blockers that block this pathway that causes your vessels to just tighten up to maintain blood pressure. This usually happens if, let's say, you get shot and you're starting to lose blood and the kidneys realize you're losing blood. It starts to send off all these signals to tighten up the blood supply. Unfortunately, some of you guys spike when you shouldn't, and we think it could be that mechanism. So there's a medication that we give you to help that. There's a lot more to blood pressure, but that's just one example. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
There is is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the Supreme Court today rejected challenges to the estimated $1 billion plan by the NFL to settle thousands of concussion lawsuits that were filed by former players. So this clears the way for payouts to begin to those who have been diagnosed with brain injuries linked to repeated concussions. Currently, this settlement covers more than 20,000 retired NFL players for the next 65 years. The league estimates that 6,000 former players, or nearly 3 in 10, could develop Alzheimer's disease or moderate dementia. That's frightening. The decision means that finally, retired NFL players will receive much-needed care and support for the serious neurocognitive injuries they are facing, according to Christopher Seeger, a lawyer for the retired players. These courageous men and their families, who in the face of great adversity took on the NFL and have made history. Despite the difficult health situations retired players face today, and that many more will unfortunately face in the future, they can take comfort in the fact that this settlement's significant and immediate benefits will finally become available to them and last for decades to come. So the player lawsuits had accused the NFL of hiding what it knew about the link between concussions and chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is the degenerative brain disease found in dozens of players, as highlighted in the movie Concussion. The deal avoids the need for trial and means the NFL may not have to disclose what it knew about the risks and treatment of repeated concussions. In a statement, NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy said the league was pleased with the decision. So how much money again was that? $1 billion. $1 billion settlement. So the NFL seems happy. Good. I hope the players are happy. I just don't know what happens next. They say, according to the NFL, we look forward to working with class counsel and Judge Anita Brody to implement the settlement and provide the important benefits that our retired players and their families have been waiting to receive. The settlement awards up to $5 million for those with Lou Gehrig's disease, which is also amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, $4 million for past CTE deaths, $3.5 million for advanced Alzheimer's disease, and the average payouts are going to be close to $190,000. That, though, doesn't touch it. $190,000, if that doesn't include legal fees, okay? Even if it does include legal fees, that's not going to cut it. Anyway, they say the settlement awards up to $5 million. Oh, we already talked about that. Critics complain that the settlement approved by the judge, a senior U.S. District Judge of Philadelphia, does not cover future CTE cases. The lead negotiator said they instead set aside compensation for treatment for some of the CTE. Again, that's a chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That does not include the depression, aggression, and mood swings reported by some former players who experienced repeated concussions. So as part of the settlement, the NFL admitted no fault. Although a league official during congressional testimony acknowledged the link between football and CTE, an appeals court said that admission was not grounds to overturn the settlement. Now, as soon as I'm done, I definitely have an opinion on all this. So, they say the settlement will provide significant and immediate relief to retired players living with the lasting scars of an NFL career. That's according to 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Thomas Ambrose. This was a unanimous 3-judge panel in April. We must hesitate before rejecting that bargain based on an unsupported hope that sending the parties back to the negotiating table would lead to a better deal. So players' lawyers who negotiated the deal are going to split $112 million in fees, and they say the settlement, so they get $112 million of that. And then the settlement will help families get needed financial awards or medical testing. They say compensation for players who are coping with these symptoms now is surely preferable to waiting until they die to pay their estates for a CTE diagnosis. Now, Judge Brody approved the deal last year after twice sending it back to lawyers over concerns that the fund might run out. Individual players could receive up to $5 million in the case of severe brain trauma, which could put NFL payouts over 65 years, including interest and lawyer fees, at more than $1 billion. So what we're learning from this is it's not just, okay, we're going to just pay back what happened. This includes future payments, okay, for future injuries. Now, to me, I think the money will run out, okay? We love football. I love watching football. I love it. And when you see the Cowboys, okay, falling behind, and they usually are a little bit behind in the beginning of the game, and then they, depend on who they're playing, and usually they come out ahead, except for, you know, with the Giants, twice. And you see Ezekiel Elliott, who is one of my favorite players, probably Rookie of the Year. He and Dak Prescott are neck and neck, although his yardage obviously puts him in a different category. But, you want these players to go up the middle, go and get that first down and plow through. And Ezekiel Elliott uses his head, as you see many other players, as well as the linemen, who don't seem to get all the credit and who don't seem to be on camera all the time, they're enduring head injury as well. You see these injuries, you see almost every game somebody is taken out because of a concussion, for a concussion protocol. And so I like the attention concussions are getting, but football is football. Okay, you're going to hit your head. Once they start to powder puff it, no one's going to watch it. Now, I'm not saying we let these people hurt themselves for our entertainment by any means. But at one point, I mean, who is responsible? Is it the NFL? Is it us? We're the ones that want to watch it.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll
weigh
in
a
little bit. I think it's a mutual thing. I think if the NFL knew something, they should have came out sooner and told the players. So they're a little bit... Once they knew how serious it was, they should have came out and told them. But to be fair, nobody can say they didn't know football was dangerous.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows it's dangerous because you wear a helmet when you do it.
Right.
So
I know.
Name one thing that you have to put a helmet on that isn't dangerous.
Exactly.
You know what you're getting into. Obviously, if they knew something and they withheld that information, that's a problem.
You know, what would be interesting to see is if you polled somebody and said, look, if you knew that this could cause long-lasting damage and you were being offered a contract with the NFL, would you still take it? And my guess is the majority of people would say, yeah, I'd still take it. It's the NFL. I get to play. This is my dream.
I would. I would.
Yeah,
I would be a tackling dummy for the money that they get paid.
Yeah, I know. See, I don't know. It's frustrating. They're going to run out of money. They're going to run out of payouts. I'm really worried about Ezekiel Elliott. I love that guy to death. I think he is amazing, but I don't know how long he could take the hits to the head. And the brain could only take so much. And guys are getting bigger. I mean, he's taken on 5, 6 linemen at a time when he plows through. And you just, I don't know what the answer is. So, Texas is doing one of the biggest studies yet, to watch our young athletes. The University Interscholastic League Texas Governing Body for Public High School Sports is partnering with O'Donnell Brain Institute at UT Southwestern Medical Center for the project, from which they hope to gauge whether rules or equipment changes are improving player safety and what more can be done to protect athletes. If you have a 250-pound kid coming against your kid and he's going to plow into your head, yes, helmets help, but if they can only do so much. Texas has more than 800,000 public high school athletes. This is going to be a key national database of brain injuries and youth. I cannot imagine, what our kids must be going through. I saw what my son did when he was playing football. So this database is going to give us data. I just don't want kids making up the database. Don't go away. We'll talk about some of the latest rules. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY. We'll be right back.
Pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Rose, Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you who want to get a good gift to your favorite nurse, doctor, medical provider. Learn Health Spanish is out there for anybody that wants to learn medical Spanish or health Spanish. Very easy words, very easy course. Got quizzes, a certificate you could be honored with. And, yes, it is an honor to get one of those because it means you really, really busted your butt on this. But you could do it in under a couple hours. It's a really good course, very easy, inexpensive. Go to learnhealthspanish.com. And if you use code DDW, there's definitely a coupon. Check it out, guys. I'm really, really impressed with it because it teaches you a lot. All right. I guess the Seahawks were playing the Packers. And it was, unfortunately, a very, very rough game. And one of you had emailed me on concussions and going, nobody's calling it. And I had to look up what happens if a concussion happens in the middle of an NFL game and nobody calls it. I know there's a fine. I didn't know how much. And it looks like you get a $150,000 fine for the first violation and a minimum of $100,000 for subsequent violations if you do not pull somebody out that has a concussion. So, the NFL now, there's a lot of new rules with the NFL. I don't know if I agree with all of them. Like, the dancing with the, when you could, you get, it's so interesting. Okay, one of the players gets a touchdown. And the immediate thing they do is they immediately throw down that ball to start getting their dance on. And then they sit there and they dance. And they do either their dab or their little snow angel or whatever. And it's really a lot of fun. And I can't stand it when they stop quickly because one of them was going into some real full-blown Michael Jackson moves last week. And the camera gets off of them. And I'm like, don't. We want to watch their dance. But apparently there's new rules. The other thing, too, is they can't badmouth each other. It's called unsportsmanlike conduct. So you can't sit there and, be mean to each other. And here's the thing. You could only do so much to wussify the sport. I think that does wussify the sport a little bit. But on the other end, we are dealing with bigger and bigger people each year. So if this unsportsmanlike conduct... where when you knock somebody off their feet and you go, your mama, to them, and that gets them mad, that gets them angry to the point where they want to fight, there's got to be some sort of control. There's got to be some sort of, I don't want to say control, but we got to kind of limit the testosterone a little bit. And it looks like there was some argument that went on with, was it Dez Bryant and I forget who, where there was some discussion on, emptying the chamber. This has to stop, okay? So I get that, and I do commend the NFL and the referees for starting to clean it up a little bit. They're not cleaning it up entirely as, many times the mic is on and you could hear, some of the players drop a bunch of F-bombs. But, for the most part, I like the idea of sportsmanlike conduct. Just bring back the dancing, please, because I really, really like to see their celebrations when they win their touchdown. But the NFL... All right, because of the constant criticism of, not doing enough to protect the players, they are under an intense microscope where if somebody is not removed from a game, right, who had a concussion, then they're in trouble and they are fined. And so, I agree. And, not all concussions mean they're going to have a bleed to the brain. One big thing that we look for when somebody has an injury to the head, which is very scary, is worsening pain. Now, that could be very confusing for a parent. Let's say your kid gets hit in the head, and later that night, his head hurts. Well, if you have a bleed in the brain, which, God forbid, we wish nobody did from a concussion, that pain would worsen and worsen. You would, you could throw up. You could become ataxic. You won't have balance. If the headache persists and it's the same type of headache, then we don't panic as much. I mean, it was difficult with me as an ER doc because, parents want their kids scanned. And you don't want to keep scanning everybody because of the exposure with the radiation. I mean, you got to limit it at some point. But nobody wants a case where, Liam Neeson's wife, Natasha, I forget her last name, was skiing, hits her head, tells the paramedics, I'm fine, leave me alone, goes home, goes to sleep, and dies because she actually had a bleed to the brain. And many times you're completely conscious and you feel fine and you say, leave me alone, I'm good. But maybe you're doing that because you're a little bit off. You know, maybe that's not you who's speaking. I can't tell you how many times I've woken up from surgery and I'll tell everybody, leave me alone, I'm fine, I'm going to go drive. And I'm completely out of it. I don't even remember saying that. So when it comes to kids, we already have a lot of rules in place. Apparently all 50 states have now passed rules or laws to address concussions in young athletes, from research to protocols for identifying concussions and setting rules for return to play. Unfortunately, the CDC estimates that 3.8 million concussions occur in sports and recreational activities each year. And we think that a lot of it is underestimated because many people don't want to report it. When I was the team, not technically the team doctor, but anytime there was a concussion, I was out there. I can tell you how many kids said, let me go back and play. Let me go back in. I'm fine. And they'd lie to you. In Michigan, their schools have to report concussions. A recent study of 755 schools showed 4,400 head injuries. Football had the most, with girls basketball ranked next. Football had 1,900, girls basketball 454. So right now, this Texas study is going to collect more concussion data than has been gathered before. And they say currently only one school from each district is required to report concussions as part of a weekly injury reporting system. That obviously has to change. And then also, there's a lot of guidelines on when your child could go back to playing. All right? You know, if they did have a concussion, when do they get to return to activity? So it depends. One, a doctor has to clear them. B, when they do return to play, it has to be over the next few days, a very stepwise progression, light aerobic exercise, then moderate, then sports-specific activity with no head impact, then non-contact sport drills, then full contact practice, and then return to play. And if at any point the student becomes asymptomatic during that time, boom, they have to, they're out. Again, until the team physician and the physician go back and evaluate. Academics also is now being looked at. You know, when does a student go back to school? What if the student has a head injury and then, you know, a couple days later he has his final? So there has to be some sort of a standard on returning back to academics. So that's what they're working on. Let's quickly review some signs and symptoms of a concussion. You have a headache or a feeling of pressure in the head. Concussion does not necessarily mean you have a bleed, and it doesn't necessarily mean you've passed out. But a concussion could include a temporary loss of consciousness. You could have a concussion, be completely conscious, but in a fog. You could have amnesia surrounding the traumatic event where you don't remember who hit you. You could be dizziness, seeing stars, ringing in the ears, nausea, vomiting, according to Mayo Clinic, slurred speech, delayed response to questions, appearing dazed, and fatigue. You could also eventually have memory issues, concentration issues, become irritable, personality changes, sensitive to light and noise, sleep disturbances, start getting depressed, also some issues with taste and smell. The problem is when you have a little kid that can't answer all your questions, you got to then see if they're crying excessively, irritable, cranky. Some kids fall. And you're like, okay, well, I saw them there, but did they fall? Did they hit their head? What happened? So if they don't seem interested, if they seem dazed, or if they seem very, very agitated, that could be an issue. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.